Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, I'm Lisa. I'm an alcoholic and I'm gratefully sober in Melbourne during lockdown. The question is, how did we cope with the initial withdrawal from alcohol? I want to start by advising you to see your medical professional before starting to detox. It can be really dangerous. Okay, a quick rundown of withdrawal symptoms. And please note, everyone's different. It can depend on your body mass and weight, your chemistry, what you drank, how much you drank and for how long. Common symptoms can include nausea, headaches, sweating, trembling, insomnia, lack of concentration, anxiety. If you're like me and you're used to numbing your emotions, you may find yourself teary, feeling depressed, angry, even really happy. That's all normal too. The great news is the withdrawal takes about a week, so every day you feel better and healthier. My withdrawals, and there were quite a few, I've got to admit, my symptoms were mainly physical. I usually had to spend a couple of days in bed with a wet flannel on my forehead, drinking lots and lots of water. I was so dehydrated and eating icy poles. It affected me mentally too. In the first week, I couldn't concentrate at all. I couldn't put a few sentences together. I was, you know, forgetful. I forgot my ATM card at the supermarket. I was in no fit state to drive, and I was lucky enough to have other members drive me to meetings. Speaking of which, meetings are crucial. Also, ringing other members. They know exactly what you're going through, and it helps them too. If you don't have a lot of other members' numbers, speak to the secretary at your meeting, or if you're in a meeting and you're sharing, say, you know, this is what's happening, I'd love some phone numbers. Some people like to stay busy. Keeping their minds focused on a task can really help, if you're able to. I really craved sweet things. Alcohol's got a lot of sugar in it, and suddenly we're not getting that. Fresh fruit really helps. I think the biggest thing that made a difference was advice I got from my sponsor. When I drank, I isolated badly. You know, I pulled the curtains and started keeping what I call my vampire hours. My sponsor said, get some fresh air, get out in the sunshine, you know, the sunlight of the spirit, and always say the serenity prayer. So I did that, and it's amazing. Suddenly I noticed the colour of the sky, you know, the green of the leaves, the shape of the clouds moving across the sky, you know, and I breathed in what felt like the first time in a long time. And I just said the serenity prayer over and over, and I don't know, I slowly came back to life, you know, a sober life, and I'm still sober, over 9.5 years, I think. So thanks for letting me share. Bye.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.